you're on there.
Dr. Ruth.
Yes.
I'd like to say that I do listen to your show a lot, and I like it a lot.
Thank you.
And this is Paul from Pennsylvania.
Hello there, Paul from Pennsylvania.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Now, my girlfriend, when she's around some of her friends.
Yes.
She talks about sex like it's something she's never going to do until she's married, and then she doesn't even know.
What, then she doesn't even know, even if she will do it with her then-husband?
Yes. And, yeah, it is kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
Well, she says she doesn't want to go through the pain of having a child, that if she's going to have a child, she's going to adopt one.
Oh, my.
But when we're alone,
yeah.
It's like...
She pulls the pants off you?
Well, sort of. But her body is like saying, you know, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a whole different story.
Mm-hmm.
And also another thing, I'm trying to figure out what she's trying to get at.
Yeah, let me ask you something. When you say her body tells you let's go, do you mean that she kisses very passionately, that she's holding you tightly, she caresses very well, or does she imply that she wants you to be more assertive and that she actually wants to engage in sex?
It's kind of like a little of both.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. I can't
mm-hmm.
really figure her out.
Mm-hmm.
But then when...
What happens when you touch her breasts?
Pardon?
When you touch her breasts, does she push your hand away?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe you have to have a little bit of a talk. Because maybe how old is she?
She's 17.
Okay, she's very young. How old are you?
18.
Okay, you're both very young. Maybe it really is kind of a way of protecting herself from engaging in sex. Maybe it's a message to you saying, look, I like you, but I really don't want to engage in sexual activity. Could that be?
Well, that's what I can't figure out, because when we're alone, it's like a whole different story.
She likes to kiss.
Yes.
Okay, but maybe she doesn't want to go any further.
And another thing.
Yeah.
You mentioned she likes to kiss.
Yeah.
It seems whenever I'm around my friends, she wants to give them a hug and a kiss too. And every one of my, you know, seems like every one of my friends that she's around when I'm around them,
mm-hmm.
she wants to give them a hug and a kiss too.
But the same way that she kisses you, or just a friendship kiss? You know, there are kisses and kisses.
Yeah.
There's a friendship kiss, and then there is a kiss that kind of connotates a willingness to go a little bit further. Fred Zeller is having such a grin on his face because he remembers when he was 18. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
But if she just likes hugging and kissing, there are some people like kissing on the cheek, let's say. There are some people who need more physical attention than others. But if it is a question when she's alone with you and she kisses, do you tongue kiss?
Yes.
Does it feel good?
Yes.
Why don't you just go along with that message of hugging and kissing and touching and don't go any further? It sounds to me that that's the message that she wants to give you. Does she have a lot of affection at home? Are her parents very demonstrative in hugging?
Pardon?
Are her parents
yes.
demonstrative in hugging and kissing, or are they rather reserved?
Well, I don't really know her parents that well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've met a couple times, we've had short discussions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pop in, pick her up, and say hi, and then we go out.
I see. I think what I would like to suggest to you, you're both very young, just take it a little easy. Don't even force any great discussions. And the whole issue of childbirth, of adopting or having a child or not having a child because there's some pain involved, hold it a while. She's only 17. All right?
All right.
Okay?
Thank you, Dr. Ruth.
But good luck in your pursuing good kisses, okay?
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.